Welcome today to the Good Soldier Podcast. My name is Pastor Estevan Montoya of the Mountain View Baptist Church in Taos, New Mexico, and thank you for taking time to listen to this very first episode of the Good Soldier Podcast. This podcast is here to help encourage independent Baptist preachers to fight the good fight, to take up the sword of the Lord, and to move forward for the glory of God. This website is based out of www.goodsoldier.co. Again, that is www.goodsoldier.co. And I want to go ahead in this very first introduction episode, explain what this podcast is going to be about, and not only that, but what to expect. And then I do have a lesson on enduring. And so I hope and pray that this will be an encouragement to you. And so first thing I want to explain is I'm a church planter in Taos, New Mexico. By the grace of God, here in May 2018, we will have been here for 10 years. And through the years, we've had our ups and our downs. And it's very easy to get discouraged in the ministry, especially planting a church. But God has been gracious to us, and I'm thankful for God's grace in our life and how He takes care of our family. And if it wasn't for God and His grace, we would not be here today. And thinking on that same topic, I've been to several other pastor conferences, and there's a lot of different meetings that happen here in the Southwest, and you run into different preachers that you know, and you get to make friends with people, and it's just an encouragement to be able to have other like-minded preachers that you could share your burdens with and call and so forth. But we go to these pastor fellowships, and I've learned that, for the most part, a majority of the men that go to these meetings already believe the same as I do. And I'm not there to go and grind an axe. I'm not there to go and try to correct everybody, although I do believe we do need to preach truth and righteousness and encourage each other to keep on keeping on, and not only that, but to stay by the proper doctrine that God has given to us. But we go to these meetings, and I've learned that a lot of men are hurting. A lot of men are discouraged. In fact, in the last several months here, we're now at the end of December, beginning of January 2018. And I know several men who have left churches because the churches ran them off, and it's very discouraging. And so we go to these meetings and we run into preachers, and I could tell that men are hurting. I could tell that men are discouraged. And rather than going in there and trying to straighten everybody out, I want to go in there and be an encouragement. And so one day we went to a meeting at the Wetmore Baptist Church in Wetmore, Colorado, and I preached a sermon titled Dealing with Difficulties, and it was taken out of the book of Daniel, chapter number 10, where Daniel fasted and so forth. And we see Daniel was just a very weak at that time, and he needed strength from the Lord. And I preached that, and I was honored really to see how many men responded in a very positive way. And I'm not saying that to toot my own horn. I just realized that men needed to be encouraged. And having said that and having experienced that, I've done that several times, preached to try to encourage people in these fellowship meetings, and it seems as if God really works to help men. And God has just placed this special burden on my heart to have this podcast in order to encourage other like-minded men. So that is the purpose of the Good Soldier Podcast, that we would be good soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that we would fight the good fight, and that we could say like Paul one of these days, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, and I'm thankful that we could say those things only by God's grace, and how he said, I have fought a good fight. And so that is the purpose of the Good Soldier Podcast, and it's going to be about 10 minutes long. I'm going to release a new episode every Monday because I find that Mondays could be some of the most discouraging days in the ministry, or some of the most encouraging days in the ministry, depending on what the Lord has allowed in your ministry. But often I find that people are very down and out on Mondays because of something that has taken place on Sunday. And so I want to be an encouragement to preachers. First day of the week as far as Monday is concerned. And so I want to release episodes that are about 10 minutes long, and they'll be released on Mondays, and you can go ahead and join the newsletter to get updated whenever we release new episodes. But that's what you can expect from this podcast. Also, I will email articles every so often, and they're not going to be public in the sense that there's not going to be a blog or anything like that, but anyone can join the newsletter, and I'll release articles in the newsletter, hopefully to be an encouragement to preachers on top of the podcast. And then also I have a fan page on Facebook, Good Soldier Co. You go there and look up Good Soldier, and you'll find it on Facebook, and you could get inspirational pictures, you know, the memes as they're called, and little graphics that you can share that have Bible verses or quotes about the ministry and so forth, and just want to be encouraging to preachers. And so there's three things that I want to ask of you that if you would consider doing. The first thing is to join the newsletter. Head over to www.goodsoldier.co and join the newsletter. Make sure that you check your email in order to confirm that you joined the newsletter, and I will start sending you podcast episodes every week, and you can listen to them on a weekly basis. Also, at the website, www.goodsoldier.co, if you scroll past the first few episodes, you'll see some images in the bottom that have some of the people that sponsor the podcast, but there's a big image that says subscribe in iTunes, and I would encourage you to subscribe in iTunes, so don't just get the newsletter, but also subscribe in iTunes, and the reason is because I would ask that you would leave a review for the podcast in order for it to get ranked better in iTunes and other places for the podcast so that it could be found by other people. And so one, join the newsletter, two, subscribe to iTunes, and three, I would encourage you to go to Facebook and find our fan page, goodsoldier.co, and like it and share it with another preacher or on your own public feed, and give it so that other people can see, hey, this is something for preachers as well, and that'll help spread the news about that. And so those are the three things that I'm asking of you, and I hope it's not too much, but I want to go ahead and give you a lesson here. I'm already at the 7-minute mark, and these episodes are supposed to be about 10 minutes long. Normally, it will not take this long for me to get to the lesson, but this is the introduction, and so I felt I had to explain that. And so from this point forward, after this episode, most episodes will be about 10 minutes long, but this one will go longer. And so the theme verse of this podcast and of the website is 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. But I want to read to you the first four verses of 2 Timothy chapter number 2 so you can get some context, and then you'll know that the theme verse is verse number 3. But the Bible says, verse number 1, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Again, that is our theme verse, verse number 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And that is the foundation of the Good Soldier podcast. And what we find in this passage of scripture is Paul is concerned with the continuation of the gospel ministry. If you read in the Gospel of Mark chapter number 1, the very first sermon of Jesus was to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and to believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Those are the very first sermons that Jesus preached. And he gave that commission to the church, to the local church, and the local church is to fulfill the going, the teaching, the baptizing, and the teaching as found in Matthew 28. But at the end of the Gospel of Mark, Jesus told them to go and to preach the gospel to every creature. And we find that Paul later on defined the gospel in the book of 1 Corinthians as the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus told them to preach the gospel. Paul defined the gospel as that. And you find even throughout the book of Mark, Jesus preparing his disciples about the gospel. He tells them that the Son of Man would suffer and that he would be buried and raised again on the third day. He was giving them the gospel, and that same message he told them to go out and to preach. And so you find in Acts chapter 2, Peter stands up and preaches on the day of Pentecost, and he preaches the gospel that day. He preaches about Jesus dying and was slain by wicked hands, and God raised him up. And you see that message throughout the entire book of Acts. In fact, Paul said to the church of Corinth that I've determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And so you see here the gospel is of utmost importance. And so now Paul has this preacher boy named Timothy, or I really shouldn't call him preacher boy, but it's one of those that learned under him. It was someone that he discipled and trained and was able to encourage in the ministry and entrust to the church of Ephesus. And this man Timothy is being challenged by Paul. And Paul was concerned that the gospel would go forward and that it would continue. And so you find three basic points as to the continuation of the gospel and really the foundation of this podcast here today. The first thing is this, that the grace of Christ is needed. The grace of Christ is needed. That very first verse, he says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." He didn't say to be strong in yourself. He didn't say to be strong in knowledge. He didn't say to be strong in a fellowship. He said to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Now, preachers, we understand what grace is. Often it's considered unmerited favor, and I believe rightly so. But another thought to consider with grace is simply this, the ability of God in our inability. Grace, the ability of God in our inability. I am unable to serve God in my own strength. I am unable to serve God in the flesh. I am unable to serve God according to the ways of this world. If I'm going to serve God the way God wants me to serve him, I need to do it by the grace of Almighty God. And so you see here, Paul is encouraging Timothy, you need to endure, you need to be a good soldier, but Christ and his grace is what's needed first and foremost. And if I could encourage you that you would seek God for his grace, that you would seek God and help him, ask him to help you to be able to serve him when you are unable. You know, you think about this, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter number 5, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. I was lost and on my way to a devil's hell, and sin abounded, but grace went the extra mile. I was unable to save myself. God is able. And let me say this, that's referring to salvation, referring to serving God. We still need God's grace. I could only go so far in my flesh. I could only go so far in my strength. I need the grace of God to carry me through. And so the grace of Christ is needed. That's the first thought. The second thought is this. He wants him to commit the same. Again, I told you that Paul is concerned with the continuation of the gospel. And so he says, "In the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also." So you see Christ and his grace. You see the committing of the gospel, the committing of the same message. And we need to make sure that as we are doing what God has called us to do, that that is our focal point, is to commit the same, that we take the same and we commit it. And it is the gospel message. And Jesus mentioned, and he preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." He said to go out and to preach repentance unto all nations. And Peter stood up and preached on the day of Pentecost and said, "Repent ye, every one of you." And you see, Paul said a repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. He even went on to say that God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. And you see that that is vital to this, and that is part of the same. And yet you find also that Paul planted the church at Ephesus, and Timothy later on became the pastor of that church. And Paul told the elders before he was about to be killed that he didn't shun to declare unto them all the oracles of God. He gave them all that he could from the word of God. And so now Paul is telling Timothy that same doctrine, that same teaching, that same preaching, you need to commit the same to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. And men, may I encourage you that we would commit the same things from the Word of God, that we wouldn't try to reinvent things, that we wouldn't try to change things, but that we would commit the same. And so you see here, Christ and His grace is needed. We see here, we need to commit the same, and then you find the third part and the final part, the challenge to endure. He says there in verse number 3, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." And so you see here, the challenge here, because of Christ and His grace, we need to endure hardness, and we can endure hardness because of Christ and His grace. Because we need to commit the same, we need to endure hardness. You say, why is that? Well, because the Bible says later on in the same book that the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. We have to endure because others will not endure sound doctrine. Others will not endure the same that we have been committed to and that we are committing to others. And so there is a challenge to endure. And it says endure hardness. The ministry is not easy. I find it interesting that he tells them to endure hardness in this passage. But in 1 Timothy, he said, if any man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. And so you see here that the ministry is detailed as work. The ministry is detailed as labor. The ministry is detailed as hardness, and God compares it to a war. I'm not sure if you're a veteran or not, but I love veterans. My uncle went to Iraq. My stepdad went to Vietnam. My grandfather went to Vietnam. I grew up around soldiers and veterans, and I talk with them in war and so forth. And we don't understand how severe war really is if we've not been to war. But let me say this, if you're serving the Lord, you're in a spiritual battle, you need to endure hardness. And you see that there, endure hardness is a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And he says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. And we need to make sure part of this challenge is that we don't get caught up in the things of the world. We need to keep our focus on serving Christ. And he goes on to say that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And it's all said and done. Our goal in this is to please Christ. Aren't you thankful that Jesus chose you to be a soldier? I know I am. As I think about this, that idea of enduring, so often it has the context of barely finishing, just barely making it across the finish line. But yet also, when we think of enduring, I don't think of it that way. I think of it as not just finishing, but finishing strong. My dad was a world champion kickboxer, and he taught me what it meant to finish strong. I remember growing up that if I had matches, I'd fight in middle school. I was in kickboxing, and most of my matches were about 3 rounds long. That's not that long for a kickboxing match, but my dad would train me for 10 rounds. And he said, I don't want you to get tired at the end of the third round. Most guys are only training for 3 rounds. You're going to train for 10 so you can finish strong. And that's just what my dad taught me. And that's what I see Paul doing here. Whenever you tell, you look at Paul in his life in the book of Philippians, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. He finished strong. And so Paul is telling him and challenging him to finish and to finish strong. As I record this podcast today, right now, it is not January 1st. It is now December 31st. Tomorrow is the first of the year. On January 2nd, I am going to a funeral of a brother, James Wilkins, an evangelist. He had preached for over 60 years, this evangelist. And the man preached in our church some 6 months before he died. And this man literally couldn't even stand. He just had a hard time. He had to sit down. But he preached his heart out, and he preached with passion. He preached with zeal. He knew his time was short. And he was literally pleading with our church to reach people with the gospel. And I remember Brother Wilkins, any chance he got, he preached everywhere he went. And I look at the man, And he finished strong. He was an evangelist, and he preached, and he encouraged people, and he admonished people, and he finished strong. And we're going to go to this funeral, and we're going to lay to rest this soldier of the Lord. And I'm thankful that I could look at that casket and look at the body that represented Brother James Wilkins, and I could see a soldier who finished strong, and he endured till God called him home. I want to challenge us that we would finish strong. And so that is a taste of this podcast. And like I said, I went a little longer than normal. Please excuse the introduction. And if I could encourage you again to do three things: join the newsletter at www.goodsoldier.co, subscribe on iTunes and leave a positive review, and like and share our fan page on Facebook, and encourage others to follow this. And so thank you for listening to this very first episode of the Good Soldier Podcast, and may Christ bless you today.